W4 WHN mobile.
We're NXY, David.
David, this is Mark, KQ4 WHN.
Mark, are you the Mark that does the Tuesday night net?
One and the same, sir, one and the same.
Already, yeah, I thought the guy that did it last night, maybe his name was Mike, I'm not sure.
That was me. I was saying one and the same, that we are the same person. I am Mark from the net last night. That is me.
Yeah, I don't hear so good. I don't have my hearing aids in right now, and I don't have that good a reception on this radio.
To the repeater, well, I will do my best to speak clearly and make sure the message gets across to you.
Appreciate that, yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed the Simplex net. That was a good idea because, you know, just never know an extended power outage may not have the use of repeaters.
That has absolutely happened. Do you make any contacts last night, Simplex?
I kind of looked at my QRZ page to see if anybody had put in for a contact or anything, but I did talk to Lenny over in Easley, I believe, and might have been you in Malden, and I think a fellow up in Campobello heard me, but I don't think I didn't hear it him.
Station break. Or hello, I have a question for Mark.
I'm all ears for you.
I'm sorry, David, I did not mean to interrupt. I'm just curious because I'm not exactly caught up to speed. If I've got an Icon 2730 Bravo, how do I go over to Simplex with that? Is it possible?
Absolutely. You just go into a VFO so that you can dial in a specific frequency, so not one of your safe channels. And you just gotta spin the dial on it until it says 146.520. And if you don't set up any tones and any offsets, you're in Simplex.
No tones or anything, just 146.520. Is that correct?
Affirmative, sir. Yes, that's matter of fact, what I did is I set it up as one of my memory channels on this radio and the one I've got in my shack. So when I'm out and about, I actually just sung out on 146.520 and didn't manage to catch anybody, or at least I didn't hear anybody. So then I came over to the repeater as my second choice for conversation. But I've got it set up like it's just another repeater. I spin over to that particular saved memory location, and I can dial it up whenever I want to. But that's basically you just come to 146.520, no tones, no offsets, and that's all you need.
Okay, one more question, and I'll let you get back to your conversation with David. With a 50-watt mobile radio, how far... I'm sure, I know it's over the horizon and everything, but how far, give or take, do you think I can reach?
I have had conversations with people in Rock Hill, and I've been told by somebody in south of Commerce, Georgia, that they heard me, but I couldn't hear them. So you get out quite a ways if you got the right line of sight and the right power behind you, you can make it happen.
Roger that. Thank you very much for that information. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to let you two get back to your conversation. Sorry, David, for interrupting. I just had to know because just in case, like he was talking about, in case the grid does go down, KQ4LOO, I'll be standing by monitoring.
Makes might. I would give you more money for altitude over wattage any day of the week. So if you've got some way to get up higher, I would suggest doing that first.
by KQ4 LOO. David, I'll let you go back. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt. I just trying to learn a little something here.
He's right about getting up as high as you can. I've got the antenna I was using the other night was up on a 50-foot tower, and got LMR 400 coax running to it, so you know, you get some gain in your antenna. You don't need a tremendous amount of wattage.
Thank you, Bill. I'll be signing out in months.
Someone that I was talking to, Simplex, maybe mid-time last year, who was doing a summits on the air with 2 meter, and a gentleman told me that he got lucky on a 5-watt HC with a, I think he said a roll-up J-pole. So one of those J-poles you can hang in a tree, and it rolls up into a bag. He said that he was able to work his way all the way down the Savannah River from the Highlands Cashiers area and talk to somebody in Savannah, which blew my absolute mind. But from everybody I've talked to, it's absolutely possible in the right conditions and the right altitude, and he certainly had both.
Ago, I took a handy-talkie up in the mountains, and I was amazed at the contacts I was making, you know, just like you said, just on 5 watts.
Absolute power of QRP. I would love to make that attempt sometime in the near future. I got to find the right spot and the right day with the right weather and propagation, but that is mind-blowing.
Years and years ago, there's a little mountain in Pickens, and I got up there in a mobile, you know, with 11 meters and was, you know, 4 watts, talking back into Greenville, just clear as a bell.
Invest in a balloon and a whole bunch of very thin, very inexpensive, very light coax, getting up about 500 feet, and then you have the ultimate antenna rig to hang over the house during an emergency.
We've heard of, you know, them flat ribbon J-poles and all kind of different things you can do, and I want to get, you know, one of these days I want to get involved with the parks on the air and that kind of stuff. I do some spotter work, you know, on that. I'm just here from the house, but one of these days I'm going to get out to the parks and actually set up and do that.
Yes, sir, I've done that a couple of times now. I've been fairly successful. There are a lot of folks that like to hunt, so getting out in the park makes you popular, like the pretty girl in high school, and that's an unusual experience for me. It's a way to talk to a lot of people from all over the place. It's amazing what you can do there. I got a little better antenna that I can unreel and get up into a tree these days, and that certainly helps too.
Well, I'll let you go. I got some guys here doing some work for me. I'm getting some concrete work done. I needed a floor put into my shed, and I think they're about done with it. So, you have a good afternoon. Enjoy talking with you, and I'll catch you again. KF4NXY. Be clear on your final.
I enjoyed talking to you as well, and Cal, enjoy your afternoon, just because I didn't have a chance, well, I didn't take the time to say good evening to you, but I'm going to put the mic down and go in and say hi to the wife. So, good talk to you, David. This is KQ4WHN, I'll be QRT. Everybody have a good afternoon.
What was your call sign again? This is KQ4LOO again. I'm just trying to make sure I got it right. LOO, I'll be standing by monitoring.